Good morning to you, Kent.
Well, good morning to you, and it's a beautiful day.
It is another beautiful day, and this is an important week. It's called Red Ribbon Week. What does that mean?
Red Ribbon Week is an event that is held to remember a gentleman, a DEA agent, Enrique Camarena, who was undercover in Mexico and was discovered and tortured terribly. In fact, they even gave him blood transfusions to keep him alive so they could torture him more. But anyway, he was murdered, and the people, Henry Lozano and a congressman from Southern California, decided he should not have died in vain. And so they started this Red Ribbon campaign, which turned into Red Ribbon Week, to make sure we remembered the ultimate sacrifice that Agent Camarena did.
And many schools do events in that. As we look back, I know when it first was brought out, schools just went all out, and like some other things, it kind of loses a little steam because of other things going on, but it's still important.
Yes, it is very important, and we still supply a lot of red ribbons to elementary schools. That's basically where it is centered at now, because our program is geared for middle school and elementary kids, because statistics tell us that by most time the kids are in the fourth grade, they're going to be offered their first beer by a friend.
Their first beer, and then when does that first drug related?
Well, marijuana is considered the great gateway drug, which people feel that it's not very harmful anymore, but it's about 30 times more potent than the Iowa ditch that people used to go out and get, you know, and think that was a great thing. But it does lead to other drugs, and it's out of control nationwide.
And I'm sure that happens at a very early age too, and it happens everywhere. I think. Whoever, whether it's general public, parents, whoever says we don't have a drug challenge in Cass County, in Iowa, is not looking through clear glasses.
No, they're not. You know, I gave a presentation a number of years ago about cocaine here in Atlantic, and it was all Southwest Iowa people. And a lady asked me, well, surely, Kent, we don't have a cocaine problem in Cass County. And I said, not only do you have a problem, I can tell you who it is, but I can't, but I know who it is, and there's more of them than I even know. So it is nationwide. We're losing 180 to 200 kids a day to the use now of heroin nationwide. And it's not just in the ghetto. The ghettos can't afford the drugs. It's the middle class and upper class kids who are being killed by heroin and opiates now. And it's a national tragedy. And the politicals don't really care to talk about it.
Maybe because it's difficult to find a solution. You know, you like to find solutions. And that's something that you are working on, is that prevention, that drug awareness.
Well, the idea, I'm a former educator, and I truly love my job when I was teaching school. I don't believe we can throw them in jail. I don't believe we can intimidate them. We have to educate our parents and our kids to the dangers of these drugs, and the parents have to have the courage to stand up and maybe tell their kids, no, you're not going to go do this. And they have to know who their friends are and know who they associate with. It's called being a good parent, but education is the only way we're going to slow this down. Out if we ever defeat it, but we can at least hopefully get it under control with education.
Yeah, as long as there's money in it, we're not going to defeat it. Right.
Right.
And money's still the root of all evil when it comes to drugs.
It seems to be, and you know, we're fortunate with the organization that I represent that we do not have to survive by the use of grants from other organizations or from the government. We service the entire United States. We hand out millions of pieces of literature. We have three or four wonderful programs. We're in the process right now of developing a new comic book where kids are going to be the heroes, and where they're going to not use prescription drugs and other opiates. And a very good friend of mine who is the vice president of Marvel is helping me develop this comic book. And so we have people who donate hours and hours, very professional people. We have the greatest web designer on the East Coast that heard about our program, and if you go to Elk's Kids Zone, you can see his work, and he really doesn't charge us anything.
Okay. A couple of things you mentioned there I want to come back to. I think you're keeping up with the times when you talk about comic books and those heroes. I mean, how many TV shows are there? How many, you know, all those comic books? Big deal right now.
Oh, it's terrible. I mean, I shouldn't say it's terrible, but it is big.
It's amazing.
You know, our first two comic books, we used superheroes, you know, Marvel characters, and we broke from Marvel and decided to do our own. Now we're having kids be our heroes, kids who say no, kids who believe in what their parents are telling them. We are making them the hero now.
Fun. Now, you mentioned also that you have a web designer. Let's talk about some of the programs that, you know, you'd like to work through schools, you like to work through other organizations, but there are a lot of things available to kids right at home.
Yes, there are. We have a website. We have the Elks Drug Awareness website, then we have an Elks Kids Zone website, and there are coloring books. There's little games that the kids can play, Jeopardy games, all drug education oriented, and they're fun. The reviews on it are wonderful. I mentioned to you a school in Sioux City, the school district in Sioux City. Reward time kids are given the right to go to the Elks Kids Zone to play the games, which are, again, are educational. So we're very excited about that. And then a show that we've tried to promote in Southwest Iowa is called Elks Drug Quiz. And it is a Jeopardy game. And schools can compete against each other, and it's wonderful. It is absolutely amazing in New York. They have over 60,000 kids participate.
So it's kind of like a math contest, or but now this is about drug awareness.
Yes, they have a coach. They study. We give them all the study material where the questions will come from. It's all computerized. We have buzzers for the kids and lights. Everybody has to participate, and we have a video showing the excitement in these kids' eyes. When we put our first one out in New York, I had parents crying, said, "Where has this been all of our lives? This is something that our kids and our schools need."
So if somebody wants to participate in this, how much is it going to cost them?
Zero. We charge for nothing. I am a volunteer. I have three other directors, one in Vermont, one in Chicago, and one in California. We run the program. None of us are paid. We volunteer all of our time. They tried to pay me once, and I said, "I'm not interested." And they said, "Why?" I said, "Because then you can tell me what to do." And very few people know what we're doing, so we'll just do it our way if you don't mind.
Just keep doing it. Well, and Ken, if people want more information about what the Elks does, about this drug awareness program, how do they find that information?
Well, first of all, most everybody knows where I'm at, but the Elks Lodge here in Atlantic has been very active in this. I'm very proud of them. I wish I could spend more time with them, but I receive 50 to 60 emails a day just with what I do nationwide, and plus I still have a business to run. But again, you can find me. My girls know that when it's somebody with about the Elks and the Drug Awareness Program, you always can get a hold of me.
And you have a website, I'm sure.
Yes, we do. It's just the Elks organization. Then you go to the programs, and there'll be drug awareness. But Elks Kids Zone is the place where, you know, we're really proud of that website.
Okay, so mark that down, guys. Grandparents, maybe I'm thinking caregivers may want to look in on that.
You bet. Those kids, I mean, again, we have Elroy the Elk, who's our costume character, and we have copies of the comic books, Never Alone and Hard Choices, which features Spider-Man and the Fantastic Four, and all kinds of great and wonderful things that we own, that the Elks have paid for with their donations, and it's all by donation.
Wow. Great resources available when sometimes education programs, you say, well, we can't afford that because we're on a tight budget. Well, that can't be an excuse here.
There's no excuse here. We provide everything. That's no cost. The materials are first rate. We work very closely with the DEA. I've been in D.C. in the last 6 months twice speaking to groups that the DEA has organized me to talk to let them know what we do. We have another program the DEA has asked us to be involved in. It's DEA 360, and it's trying to get rid of the opiates and the prescription drugs off the streets, and the Elks are leading the charge in that as well.
You know, mentioning that, we've talked about cocaine, you've talked about opiates. There, that field, when we used to think of drugs, we used to think of marijuana, heroin, cocaine. That's just a drop in the bucket now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's expanded so much, and there's so much stuff that's coming in that they have a new one now. As I told you before, we're losing 180 to 200 kids a day by death that are messing with heroin and opiates and some other things that are just new on the market. It comes out once a month. There's a new drug of choice, and they're killing our kids, and they're killing a lot of them.
It's amazing. When you cut one down, there's another one that just pops up. So it's a continual plan. So again, Kent, if people want to find out more about what's available, all these educational kinds of things, Kent Gady at GadyInsurance.com. Call you up. You're in the phone book, Gady Insurance. And, of course, go on website to the Elks website, and it's there. And take a step forward and do something.
Well, we sure hope so, and we'll help anybody. We would team with any organization that has the same goals that we have. We don't care if it's Kiwanis or anything, you know. Okay. Any civic organization. We have a parent program that they can do as far as parenting that we have developed, and they're all top rated. Again, we find people that are very talented who believe in what we do, and they give us a pretty good rate.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kent Gady, for visiting with us this morning. And a thought from Maya Angelou: stepping into a brand new path is difficult, but not more difficult than remaining in a bad situation.